On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU baseball team will play at Duluth. Two-game series beginning tomorrow. Nick Gelassi with us, senior out of Brainerd. Had two home runs and a doubleheader loss to St. Cloud earlier this week. Also hit two home runs last weekend against Concordia. Are you seeing the ball that well, Nick? Because these new bats are ball isn't supposed to fly off of them quite that well.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess. Just been feeling it a little better lately compared to the beginning of the year. It'd be nice if I could hit some balls out when there's some guys on base. I think I have five solo home runs this year. I don't know. Yesterday at St. Cloud, I guess I was just kind of in the zone and started off hot, and it kind of tailed off during the day, but take what I can get, I guess.
How does the ball feel coming off of these new bats?
Honestly, if you connect with it, it still goes. I mean, if you get it on the barrel, it's going to go, but like yesterday I had a couple of shots off the handle where, you know, I think this summer and I'll be using a wood bat, you know, I'm like, oh, there's $80 to $100 down the drain. But the big difference is off the handle. If you hit it off the handle, you're going to be hurting.
As a team, what did it mean for you guys to battle back, especially last weekend against Concordia? They got you pretty good in the first game, and you guys came back and battled and certainly didn't write it off after the first game.
I think we show a lot of heart at times. It'd be nice if we could put together those rallies through a whole game versus just like the last inning or the last two innings. I know in St. Cloud we did that. We got down early and kind of just their pitcher got on cruise control for about five or six innings. And in the ninth inning, I don't know if we just flipped the switch where we only put up two runs, but we had strung a few hits together, got on with a couple errors and stuff. So it'd be nice if we could put together a solid effort from the first inning till the last.
As far as position players, you've got probably 12, 13, maybe 14 or 15 guys that can play at any given time. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. Me and a couple other guys have been talking about it. I think it's good at times, but we're to the point now with 22, 24 games left where we need to get those, you know, maybe 10, 11 guys out there who, you know, can do the job, can do the situational hitting, the bunting, the running, going first to third. Coach said he kind of wants to start locking in the lineup instead of shuffling guys around, which can only help us. You know, we'll get outfielders get more comfortable with infielders and knowing their habits and cleaning up the little things that we need to do to win.
Duluth for four this weekend. Kind of a team are they this year?
Honestly, I know going into early this week, they were below us in the standings. I know they split with Winona, who's at the top of the conference. I think they're a team just like us, where if they're going to do the little things right, they're going to win. If we give them the chance, leave the door open, you know, they could put up 10 runs on us real quick. I mean, likewise for us, if they leave the door open, we need to now come together where we can bury a team. Get going from the beginning.
How much behind the rest of the teams are you guys just in sheer geography, and how late you guys get outside?
I don't know. I know we were outside before some of the other teams. I know Duluth, their first day outside at their field was on Monday. But I don't know. As you can tell, teams, I guess it hasn't really mattered to this point whether who's outside or not. But I don't know. It's nice being outside now.
As an outfielder, what is it like the first time you get outside and the first time you actually get a legitimate fly ball?
I know. Yeah, it's funny. I know in Arizona we were out there, and the first couple it felt like I'd never played baseball before. You know, all of us are looking at each other, and our coaches are kind of like, you know, what the heck are you guys doing out here, you know? But coming from the field house and the rec, it's a big change versus throwing them and hitting them. But, you know, once first couple in the games, it's always kind of eerie. And then this year with the new bats, you know, a little dribbler sounds like a line drive, and a line drive doesn't sound like it's hit very hard, it seems like. So it's tough in dealing with the wind, you know, all the elements up here. And it always seems to be a factor wherever we play, the outfield grass, the wind, the hitter's eye, and all that stuff. So it's different, but we're getting better.
General rule of thumb has always been in baseball, your first step as an outfielder is back, and in softball, your first step should be up. With the new bats, is it still back?
I would say yes. I mean, I'm more comfortable doing that. You know, and there's been times this year where me and Colton were talking about it yesterday, where a ball is hit and you just freeze because you can't judge how hard it's hit with the old bats. You could hear a definite sound off the bat. And I know, I mean, if you know the guy hitting a little bit, if he's got some power, take that into consideration too. But I'm still going back, I guess.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.